Are you excited to see Doug play Andy? And, you know, that's his mentor, and it's interesting, isn't it?
It's going to be great, man. I think they're both looking forward to it. I think, you know, just going into this game, I think Doug's main focus is going to be, you know, can, you know, will we outperform him? And I think that's the focus of this team. You know, can we get on the plane and go down there and, you know, and come out of that stadium with a win?
Is there something more special to that, knowing, you know, there's some of you guys that he coached and, you know, beating him for Doug?
I mean, I think everybody in his locker room got a chip on their shoulder. You know, being 7-9 last year is not acceptable. And, you know, everybody coming this season with a big chip on their shoulder, man. And we're just hungry. You know, we know that we didn't play that well on the road last season. It's a time to prove that we can play on the road, but, you know, also win on the road with the first two games of the season being on the road.
What's your best Andy Reid memory?
The best one? Yeah. I had a few, man. But, I mean, just, you know, when he drafted me, it was really when I first got here, he told me, hey, you know, we brought you here to play. You know, we didn't just bring you in and fill in, brought you here to start. You're going to be the guy. So, you know, I stepped in real quick. And, you know, he was always on me hard, you know, from the rookie mini camps and, you know, just the whole season he was here.
Andy's got a really good record against former members of his staff. I mean, is there anything about him that would make that not a surprise to you?
I mean, as of now, I mean, they're 1-0, we're 1-0. So it's going to come down to, like I said, man, who can make the least mistakes on Sunday.
Everybody's talking about the similarities between Andy and Doug. What about the differences? What's the biggest difference between the two?
I mean, they come from the same background, you know. So as far as the way they do things, I think, you know, maybe Doug do a little things different than Andy do. But as far as, you know, just being a head coach, two different guys, two different locker rooms.
Personality-wise.
So, there you go. So just personality-wise, I mean, they're both, you know, talk to their players, communicate with their players, and both great coaches.
Only 8 guys are still left from those teams with Andy. What's the connection you guys have that only you understand?
Well, a lot of guys wasn't here. And, you know, a lot of guys, especially the newer guys here this season. And, you know, when we told them that, hey, you know, training camp's going to be hard, just stuff like that. And when Doug first got here last year, we said, if there's anything like Andy's training camp, it's going to be a grind. And, you know, and it is. It was. But, you know, but he kind of take care of us on the back end and get us ready and prepare for each game.
Is that amazing when you come across, you know, you're about to play Andy Reid, and just to realize how few of you guys there are? I mean, it hasn't been that long since he was the head coach of this team, and there's only a tiny bit of you guys left.
It is, and I could probably name all of them. So, I mean, especially, you know, it's really only a few guys from the 2012 draft class, honestly. I think it's 4 of us, me, Kendricks, Foles, and Vinny. Yeah, so that's 4 right there. And the rest of the guys is Kelsey, Selick, and I'm missing some people.
JP.
Yeah, so it's only a few, man. And, you know, we embraced that moment that we had with Andy. He's a great coach. But, you know, he'll be on the other sideline this weekend. And, you know, we ain't going to take it easy on him.
You talked about having patience up front against this team.
Yeah, we got to have patience.
He looked, Alex did, looked like he was pushing the ball downfield this past week more than he has in the past. Does that mean more time for you guys? You think it equates that way?
Well, you know, just watching tape, you know, any quarterback, they don't like to be hit. So, you know, that's why they get rid of the ball quick. But, you know, as I said earlier, and it's going to come times where he has to push the ball down the field and hold the ball. And I know the guys in the back end and give us time enough to get to the quarterback like they always do.